Hello and welcome back to Bayhouse Buzz. We've got no theme tune this week and we've got no fancy bits this week because I'm having to record a Google Meet for some reason. I know the reason. I've got a new laptop and I haven't got Audacity installed yet. Rubbish, Mrs. Perry, rubbish. Anyway, welcome back to Bayhouse Buzz. Bayhouse Buzz 2425 with a brand new crew, half of who are still in the canteen line. Boo, rubbish. So, the people in the room, I am obviously your fabulous Mrs. Perry. I'm back, I'm live, and I'm with you again. Who else have we got in the room for Teen Podcast 2.0?
Katie.
Hi, Katie. And who are you?
I'm one of this year's prefects.
So how are you finding prefect life so far?
Busy?
Yeah. What sort of things have you been up to?
Well, we've had a few meetings about like our roles and what we'll be doing. And then we've had to fill in a rota of what we'll be doing.
Cool. What sort of things are you up to this year?
Well, obviously the podcast. And my year 7 tutor, 7G2.
Are they your house or are you out of house? Are you Gilkicker as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. So you're stuck with Gilkicker. Were in the lead last week. Just going to say. I know. Cool. So for you, those of you who can't see, which is everybody, Katie's got the healthiest lunch in front of us. And Olivia gets to go back to her berries. Hi, who else have got in the room with me?
The spirit in the corner.
The spirit in the corner. Whose name is?
David.
David, and you are?
Connor.
Hi, Connor. We haven't really got a spirit in the corner, at least.
I mean, it was moving the door.
No, that's just the wind. So, Connor is sitting over here. Who are you, Connor? Talk to us.
I'm another prefect and a massive neek.
I love a massive neek. You've got so... The prefects have now got lanyards this year, everybody. Because lower school have got grey jumpers as well in their fancy new uniform. We'll come to that later. The prefects, to make them stand out a little bit more, we've given them some lanyards this year. They're going to have their duties and, hi, I'm a prefect. How can I help you on it? You've got loads of badges on yours. What are all your badges, Connor?
So I've got my prefect badge,
woo-hoo!
My disability, what's it called?
Disability, yeah, your Mission Inclusive Disability, yes. Awareness badge. I've got mine too.
I've got a pride ribbon.
Nice.
And I've got two Hot Chocolate Friday stars.
Now, I'm going to come back to your badges in a second, but as you've mentioned Hot Chocolate Friday, let's just do that now. So it is our first Hot Chocolate Friday of the year, and a bumper one. I think we've got some more podcasters coming in, everybody. But I would like to congratulate Olivia Sargi of Misty. I would like to congratulate Bella. I would like to Ava, Molly, Kiara, Henry, Max, Archie, another Archie, Jamie, and Tyler. Oh, and then finally George, all of whom got Hot Chocolate Friday this week. There's loads of you this week. Well done, everybody. Lots of you getting Hot Chocolate Friday for the first time, and several of you came up to talk to me. We have two more podcasts that have just come in because they were stuck in the lunch queue. Grab your chairs and come on over. Connor, while they get their chairs, we talked about our Mission Inclusive badge. Do you and I both wear one? Make sure you're nice and close, guys, we can hear you. What does it look like for people who can spot us around and about?
So it's quite a pastel colour palette. It's got a blue background and it goes down in five stripes of green, blue, white, yellow and then red.
Okay. And each one of those represents a different type of disability, doesn't it? So mental impairments, things like that. So there's going to be a big display coming up around school, folks, that we're going to work on at the end of Monday, I think, to identify all the different forms of disabilities that are celebrated within our school and respected. But if you spot a disability ambassador or a mission inclusive officer around the school wearing one of those badges, you can always ask them if you need any help. Hi, how was the lunch queue?
Long.
It was on Fridays, are always busy in the lunch queue. Who am I talking to? These guys will just introduce yourselves. Introduce yourself.
Sophie Brown. And I'm Chelsea.
Oh, that was very, very professional. I'm Sophie Brown, I'm Chelsea. So who are you two? These guys are both prefects. Are you?
We are both prefects.
Nice. So you're on Team Podcast. And what else are you doing in your prefect roles?
We are looking out for younger years who may need help.
Nice.
A few days ago, I think someone asked where L3 was.
Nice.
So we both said downstairs.
It's downstairs. Do you want us to take a minute? No, we can go ourselves.
Oh, bless. Lovely. They're doing quite well, aren't they, the year 7s?
Yeah.
I'm impressed this year. They're finding their way around quite quickly. You can eat your lunch, Chelsea, by the way.
We
rustle a lot. Essentially, rustling is the background soundtrack of this podcast. We don't worry about the music, we just rustle our lunches. So what was on offer in our canteen today?
Honestly, there wasn't really a lot there when I got there.
Was it not? Were you at the back of that queue? Yeah. Connor, you were there for earlier,
yeah.
I think. Go for it. What do we have on offer?
It's Fish Finger Friday.
Ooh,
oh,
yes. Nice. That's why it's busy.
Yeah.
They were all gone when I got
there. It was also cheese and normal burgers.
Nice. Mm. Hopefully some of those left.
I can never eat because I hate the sauce and lettuce.
Do you? Yeah. Do they not have any plain ones? They normally have a plain one.
Even the plain ones have sauce and lettuce.
I agree with Connor.
Mm. And then there's also chicken wings, cookies.
Oh, so it's a bit of a cheeky Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because everyone gets down on a Friday. That's why it's always really busy, isn't it, by the way? You do get a lunch pass for this, but you ran off before I could sort of catch you, because I have just been teaching the two of them. I know, I teach. Weird.
Very good teaching it is as well.
Yeah. I wouldn't go that far, not today. We're going to kind of stay on that topic of the food, because actually that was our votes topic this week in Votes for Schools. I know you guys were with me this morning. Some of you managed to sneak back to tutor in time, but some of you didn't. So over 1,000 votes have been logged. And the question this week was, can you access healthy food choices in your community? So thinking not just in school, but outside of school. So what do you think of kind of, today is a bit of a different day, because Friday is always cheat day, isn't it, in the canteen? But what do you think about sort of the access to healthy choices in the canteen?
There's fruit pot.
Yep, there's fruit pots. There are little pasta pots as well. There's the fruit bowl. So you can get free fruit. What else is there that's healthier? It's a big blank silence. Do you think it's because like you're not sure what is healthy and what isn't?
Maybe.
I think most of us have an idea of like salads and everything like that is healthy. And then obviously the unhealthy is like the burgers, the nuggets that they do and everything like that. So it's sort of like what isn't unhealthy, but it's also healthy at the same time.
So do you think labeling would help? So putting like, this is like healthy option this week on things that are out there.
Yeah. That would definitely help.
That's a good call. That's something we can work on, isn't it? As a Houses of Parliament. Together, we can work on like the labeling. This is your healthy option. Even if Miss just puts a little green circle on it, healthy option today.
Yeah.
Cool.
That would definitely help a lot. Nice. I would think.
What about outside of the school canteen? So is it easy to access healthy food outside the canteen?
In my town, not really. I should go to Tesco.
Okay. So you're thinking like fast foods and things like that. If you're going out for lunch, it's not easy to access healthy foods.
Also, just small shops.
Yeah, little shops and stuff like little corner shops and things. So my family and I are on a bit of a healthier kick at the minute. My husband and son have just joined the gym and they wanted some healthier foods from Tesco. So I was dispatched with a shopping list and it was a lot more expensive than what we normally buy. Mm. So is that kind of what's your experience?
What I noticed was when me and my brother went to get some like veg for our tea, the spinach was like £1.25, which is like exactly the same price as a bar of chocolate. So some people would see that and just go for the unhealthier option.
Why do you think you'd choose the unhealthier option, do you think? What is the, because they're both the same, you know which one's healthier for you. One's got loads of iron and vitamins in it and it's really good for you. The other one is chocolate.
Sugar is quite addictive.
It is.
Yeah. It's like, people enjoy chocolate more than veg and fruit because they eat it more.
Okay.
Or they like, they just.
It's more. It feels more satisfying, doesn't it? It feels more of a treat.
It just feels like some people, like parents, often say to their kids, like, if I'm going to the shop, what do you want? And the kids will often go, oh, I want like a chocolate bar or like a bag of sweets or something.
Mm.
So they may find it hard to go, actually, can you get me something healthier?
Yeah, okay. So there's fewer sort of those healthier options. So I think when you look at things like, oh, we'll get you a fruit roll-up or something as your sweet, even that's been really processed, hasn't it? So it's not actually a piece of fruit. So, okay, interesting. We've automatically gone fruit, veg, salad, haven't we, for healthier options?
Yeah.
But actually, you're sitting there eating a wrap, Sophie, aren't you? So that's actually quite a healthy option because it's got fewer of the simple carbohydrates that white bread's got, that Chelsea's munching on. That would be my choice as well, the cheese and ham wrap, by the way. Nice. So the vote came out, kind of, as everyone was talking about this in tutor today and yesterday, that actually 82.6% of the school said yes, they can access healthy options in their community. And that was similar to Hampshire, who said 80.4% said yes. And then nationally, 76.7%. So actually, it's not too bad. And I know our canteen today is a little less healthy than normal. I watched a bunch of cookie beautifully. I wasn't jealous at all.
It's a great cookie, though.
It was a good cookie. I do love the cookies down there.
The milk ones are so good.
Yeah, they are. Lush. So it broke down quite well. And I think even when we look at the difference between genders, when we look at the difference between the year groups, it's fairly similar. Everyone's pretty much saying, actually, yeah, we have got access to it. But perhaps it's not always identical. Easy to identify what it is. So something we'll take forwards from here is sort of labelling in the canteen, just adding a little healthy option. Do you think that would change whether you chose it or not? You know, we were talking about chocolate.
So the thing is, I'm only going for like the mains, which are always
Try again.
I'm only going for some mains, which are most of them are quite unhealthy. There's not any really healthy options for a main.
Sure.
Except maybe Wednesday roast dinner.
Yeah, the roast dinner is lovely, actually. Well, I don't know. What about the bao buns? Why do you think that sauce is quite sticky? Is it might be quite sweet and sugary? All the bao buns are lovely.
Oh, the K-pop chicken ones. I've seen a lot of them. I've seen the buffalo ones, the chicken ones.
The K-pop chicken ones out in seconds, usually because I've eaten it all. I've just sort of sat there and shoveled it all in. I was so disappointed. I think it's the Thursday or the Friday when we came back last week, and K-pop chicken was one of the first things Miss put on, but I bought in lunch. I was like, I've just eaten my lunch. I can't have two lunches. And there was Mr. Kitchen May going, yeah, you can. Just have another bit. I was like, no, really good. I'm going to have two lunches.
One is enough for me, thank
and
you.
And then somebody else got K-pop chicken instead. So how have your first week back been? Been all right?
It's been quite good, actually. I thought...
You sound surprised.
I thought my classes were like... At first, like, first 2 days, last week, I didn't really like them. But
have you mixed groups then?
Yeah, okay. But now, because I've had a full week, you kind of get used to it, and actually my classes are actually all right.
Yeah. No, I mean, some classes stay the same, like your options.
Yeah, our options, yeah. Whether we chose history or geography, stays the same.
Yeah.
But all of our other classes were like mixed up, and we just put with people that, in my classes, I hardly know anyone.
Okay. Maybe it's to keep them all a bit quieter. What do you think of the new uniform?
Actually.
Oh, there you go.
There it is. Actually. I don't mind it. It doesn't look that bad. It's just
really easy for these guys to say that because they're not wearing it.
Yeah, we are wearing our old school uniform, and I'm so happy about it.
No, I'm being honest though. They
don't
actually look that bad.
They do look really smart. I was going to say, when I saw my brother in it for the first time, I laughed. I'm ashamed to say it, I laughed, but after I laughed,
that's
I was like,
me.
You look quite smart, actually.
My little sister looks all right in it. I think it was hot orange makeup.
Be unkind. She will maybe be listening. Mm-hmm. So let's not be unkind. Her friends will be listening. We're not unkind to each other. That's not what we do. Don't make me fire you. Reflex can be fired. Okay? Kindness always.
I apologise for laughing at my little brother in his school uniform. I do apologize.
Yeah, we don't have any of that malarkey. But I don't know. I have said the words top button, shirt, tie more than I like to care for this week. But I actually started singing it to everyone in the queue to the theme of heads, shoulders, knees and toes at one point because it got really boring. But it just looks so much smarter. It looks more, and it's made a change. I think people are behaving differently because they're wearing the uniform as well. They're being a bit more responsible. They're being a bit more mature than they would have been wearing the uniform you're wearing. No offense.
Also, as well, I think, I don't know how all the teachers are always like asking the students to tuck their shirts in, and I can see all the students are like, all right,
then. Just leave it tucked in.
Yeah, I know. It's just, but like when you go to the toilet, you come out the bathroom, you're like, oh,
so we'll tuck it in again. Yeah. It's just habit because obviously you didn't have to do that with the polo shirts you're wearing. So you're out of that habit, aren't you? Yeah, nice. What else has been good in the last week or so? Because obviously it's been a long time since I had a podcast open up. So what has it been?
It's definitely been
how things like the change in work from year 10 to year 11. Does it feel
it feels
serious?
A bit trickier at first. When I first see it, I'm like, whoa, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And then
that was my lesson, everybody.
And then when we sort of dig deeper into it, I'm like, right. It's just
nice. Cool.
I think the 50-minute lessons. It's the last 10 minutes that I think normally made them really annoying, but then 6 lessons now makes that a bit worse as well.
I don't know. I think the day goes a lot quicker.
It does.
It feels like I've fallen through this week and it's already over. Where does it go? Blink and you miss it. It's crazy. Absolutely blink and you miss it. So you should be having like loads of colleges coming into your assemblies as well soon. Have you had them yet? Have you had a college thing yet?
No,
I think the first one's next week.
The assembly we had yesterday was the attitudes and progress
one. It was sort of chatting to each the different groups of you, so getting you sorted. And then next week, I think you've got your college one, your first one. It's Bakehouse Sixth Form, obviously great. Just because I teach in it, and I think it's amazing. It's fabulous. But we do really well. Just saying. And they're going to have their own podcast. They haven't named it yet, but they're going to have a Sixth Form podcast too because they just think this is too good. So, you know, they won't be as good as the OGs. I'm just saying. Anything else we need to think about this week? Not having any fixtures because all the clubs are starting. If those of you who have been to football trials, when the football teams this week have been off to football trials, we haven't had any matches.
Me and Chelsea went yesterday.
How did you go?
We were the only two girls there.
Oh, yeah. Smashing it though. Well done. Love that. There was loads though, weren't there? It was packed trials yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. We saw the PE teacher just before he went and sorted the boys out whilst they were getting changed into their clothes. Like, whoop, that'd be the bell. And he said, are you two the only girls here? And we're like, yeah.
You're in!
So he goes, email me your names and what positions you want to play.
Cool.
And I'll see if I can find some other girls.
I love that. I think there's more girls that want to go, but perhaps a different night for trials so that it doesn't feel quite so intimidating with the lads there.
Yeah.
So we might make you guys the sports envoys, so you go down and get all the fixed sports fixtures. So that horrible loud noise and made us all jump is the bell for period five. So we do need to head off. All right, my loves.
Okay.
That is the first rush podcast of the year because we have been trying to get ourselves sorted. We've been in the queue. It's been great to see you. And thanks very much to having you us back for Bay House Buzz 24/25. And we will see you next Friday. Bye. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.